Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Open phones. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking a little bit about gold, precious metals, and the manipulated marketplace there, comparing gold also to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. And what brought all this up was the conflict between Peter Schiff and his son Spencer, his 18-year-old son Spencer, who at some point, a little bit when he was younger, he got his hands on some Bitcoin and went all in, apparently, on Bitcoin. And, well, guess what? As of yesterday, if you bought Bitcoin at any point before yesterday, you were up yesterday.
Yeah, the story started, I think, in March, where the kid had some. I shouldn't call him.
He's 18.
18 years old, but he had some Bitcoin, and I think it was in March, like mid March, where he decided to put all his chips on Bitcoin. Mm. And here we are. I mean, it's up a lot.
And it's 60. Hit almost 67,000 yesterday.
And what was it in March? Like
it was going up to around
40 no, something.
I don't know. I mean, it's going up. Quite a bit. It was at the early 40s like a month ago. So, yeah. I mean, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. But over time, it tends to go up, which is why it hit a record all-time high yesterday.
Now, does that mean that Bitcoin is the best coin?
Well, it's certainly the most valuable as far as total market cap. Now it's over $1.2 trillion market cap.
That's nuts. I remember Thanksgiving 2012 when it hit a billion and we all just lost our minds.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I think you were at my house because we had the orphan Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, it's just under $1.2 trillion. We're $1.18 trillion right now.
Nutty.
Because it's dropped a little bit. It's right around 63,000 today.
Nutty. I think Doge is like $1 billion market.
Dogecoin? $32 billion.
$32 billion.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's such a... So there's a lot of garbage coins out there. And honestly, I think Bitcoin's a garbage coin. It's so old and bulky and fat and slow and expensive, and they gotta attach all kinds of gadgets to it to make it work at all, and it still doesn't really work that
way. Yeah, it's sort of the grandfather of cryptocurrencies.
Thank you, Granddaddy Bitcoin, for being the first, but there's, you know, we're not gonna take our Model T to the racetrack anymore. We're putting it in a museum now.
Unfortunately, that's true. Bitcoin could have tried to keep up with the Joneses, but ultimately, you know, whenever you're the king of the hill, mm-hmm, you get a little lazy.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, if you dominate a marketplace or whatever and nobody else can come close to you, you get a little lazy. You rest on your laurels a bit. You don't develop what you might need to develop to stay competitive. And that's true with Bitcoin. They've just been taking it easy.
Yeah, and a lot of the people who are, like, promoting Bitcoin now are like, well, we ought to comply with the new regulations that are coming out, so we can be official.
Yeah.
We got to keep it official and on the up and up. Okay, well, I don't think anything the government says is on the up and up. So if you're keeping up with that, you're probably not on the up and up.
Well, what you're talking about is the division within the world of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That Naomi Brockwell pointed out today with she linked to something. I went ahead and copied the link and put it on my social media account over at social.freetalklive.com. It's about DarkFi, standing for dark finance,
mm-hmm,
versus regulated finance or RegFi. And I think that's an interesting way to discern the difference between sort of the two camps in the world of cryptocurrency. There's the camp of those of us, and I think I can include you in this one because you always wear those Monero shirts, so you're definitely in the DarkFi.
I'm wearing one right now under this shirt.
I think that's like your complete non-work-related wardrobe.
My whole
non-work.
Seems to
be all Monero shirts.
Yeah.
Let's end the Fed. Oh, no, XMR.
XMR the Fed.
XMR the Fed. I
Monero
like
the Fed.
So the division is between those who sort of hold the original crypto-anarchist view that Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, held, and that was that this technology, this blockchain technology, this cryptocurrency technology is a way to undermine the banks and undermine the central banks and the governments and their power by putting the power of money into the hands of the individual and not asking for permission
right
to do it. because you don't have to ask someone's permission to get a Bitcoin wallet like Edge Wallet or Exodus Wallet. These are two of the best ones that are out there right now.
There's also one called Cake that people like, apparently.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am prohibited from using these things by my ridiculous bail conditions.
Sad.
So I don't know what new wallets have come out over the last year, but as of before the raid, my favorites were Edge and Exodus. But it doesn't cost anything. You don't have to sit in some banker's office for an hour and fill out forms and show ID or whatever. You just download the app,
yeah. And
then boom, now you can receive Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these people who, they want to curry favor with politicians. They know that politicians want to control this business, this industry, and they want to be controlled. They want to submit themselves. Oh, politicians, tell me what to do.
Do it harder, daddy.
Yeah, I just want to service you.
Yeah,
you know,
they're horrible. They're like, what are you thinking? These are people who've never read the white paper. The whole purpose, if you read Satoshi Nakamoto's white paper, it's very clear what the purpose of Bitcoin was in the first place. And the whole theory of cryptocurrency. And it had to do with the housing market bubble that they forced to create, that they intentionally created. And then they intentionally burst. Everybody lost all their money. It's like, we got to separate from this government money. We got to get our own kind of stuff going here. And we did. And it's fantastic. And it actually works. It was a genius idea.
Yep.
It's a little long in the tooth now, that old type of cryptocurrency. And a lot of the cryptos that are out there just copies of, you know, Doge is just a copy of Bitcoin, right? And
sure.
Litecoin's a copy of Bitcoin. And most of the other cryptos out there are a copy of Ethereum and, you know, whatever. But there are other cryptos out there. One of the things that these people who hate cryptocurrency, the government people and the banking people, they don't know what really to do about it. They're in evade mode now. They're in attack mode. They're just flailing, trying to defend their power structure at this
point. They want to figure out how to tax and how to regulate this thing that is designed to be untouchable.
Yeah, and they don't really know how still. And,
no.
And there really isn't a way
for them. Because they're stupid old dinosaurs.
They are dinosaurs, and they're dying, and they don't know what to do about it. And to make matters worse for them, there's such a thing as a privacy coin.
Yes.
Not that it's
like Monero.
Easy. Yeah, not that it's easy.
Or pirate coin.
You know, they might track an entire Bitcoin. They might be able to decrypt a Bitcoin transaction just to find out that, it was $1.58 for a bag of potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, they might spend a few weeks or a month trying to figure out whatever just happened there. But to make matters worse, now there's privacy coins like Monero. And by the way, I'm just a Monero fan. This is not a paid Free Talk Live advertisement for Monero.
I would love it if Monero wanted to advertise with us. That'd be fantastic. But it's a decentralized group. So, there's not like some Monero corporation we can go knock on their door.
And a lot of people think that about cryptocurrency. Yeah, I know there's different ones, and I don't know how to talk to the managers at Bitcoin. Well, there really isn't managers at, you know.
Well, Bitcoin has programmers, but it's open source. So anybody that knows how to program can contribute
code. But you can't talk to the manager of, you know, Dash.
Well,
maybe you actually coded Dash.
Dash is different.
I picked a bad one.
Well, Dash is interesting. I like it, actually. I'm a big fan of Dash, even though it's been punished in the crypto rankings over the last few years. At one point, Dash was a number 5 crypto.
Yeah.
There was probably back in 2017. It was up there. And it is a useful cryptocurrency. Dash, to their credit, has focused like a laser, for the most part, on becoming a useful cryptocurrency. Because a lot of these cryptos, it's all pure speculation on, our crypto can do X, Y, and Z technically. It's got all these computer geek features or whatever. But Dash is like, we want to be the crypto that people actually spend.
Right.
And they came out with a system. They were the first one to do the decentralized autonomous organization. And what that means is, imagine a corporation where there's a board of directors and there's a president and, you know, your usual executive director and all that stuff. And now imagine none of that exists, but yet you still have a, quote, organization, except it's decentralized, meaning that there's no one who's in charge of anyone else. There's just this system that somebody set up and then basically walks away from and says, all right, I set this system up. If you guys think it's valuable, come on in. And do things with it. And with Dash, they can do things like run masternodes, which provide services to the network, and they get rewards for that. And then the mining rewards that get mined in, so like with Bitcoin, 100% of the mining rewards go to the miners. With Dash, 10% goes into this sort of spendable promotional budget.
Which is a genius move, actually.
45% goes to the masternodes and 45% goes to the miners. So it's set up very differently, and that 10%, the masternodes vote on what to do with. So there's a little bit of centralization in that way, but it's still decentralized in that anyone can become a masternode as long as they've got enough Dash.
But if you want to pay the kid to rake your leaves and not give him a 1099, Monero's your game.
That's true. There's more coming up here. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can bring emails, whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Matt.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can join us online as well. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can get involved in our chat server. We got a Matrix chat server. And we've been talking about cryptocurrencies here. There's one of the rooms on the Matrix server is about cryptocurrency. So if you want to talk to some other crypto users, you can do that there. There's a bunch of rooms. There's only like, I don't know, 8 or 10 of them that are official ones that, you know, Free Talk Live put there. The rest of them were all created by listeners. People that just wanted to, they said, oh, I want to talk about this topic or
whatever.
That's
so cool.
And they can just spin up a room and they can set all the rules for the room. If you want to be a highly restrictive room and decide who comes in, you can make it private. If you want it to be public, you can make it public. You can make it encrypted or unencrypted. And so it's up to you. And you can go to chat.freetalklive.com to learn more about that and get started over there on the Matrix server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a page of instructions on how to do that. So we were just kind of vamping about cryptocurrencies, which is a favorite topic of a lot of the Free Staters, a lot of people that have come here to New Hampshire as part of this migration of freedom-loving people that is so important right now. It's more important now than ever because cryptocurrency is great on its own. And cryptocurrency on its own is going to, and already arguably has, changed the world of finance by giving the individual control over his value or her money that they've earned and not allowing bankers and government goons to get their hands on it. So that's pretty important. But what's more important is to actually have a community of these people together in one general area. You mentioned earlier, I think it was on the air tonight, that you went to a vegan restaurant. Now, you're not a vegan, but your girlfriend, I think, is.
Yeah.
And so you went to this unusual little restaurant that's like a little buffet. Mm-hmm. How was it, by the way? I didn't ask you.
It's
as a chef.
It would be better if there was meat. but there isn't. So that said, I had a delicious bean burrito. It was very, very good. Nikki had falafel. They looked great.
Yeah, when I've been there, and it's been a few years since I've been there, but I went and checked it out a few times. It's like, it was pretty flavorful. Like, mm-hmm. They did a good job making the food.
Yeah, and their whole premise there is they're vegan not for the sake of, being vegan. They're Seventh-day Adventists, so they have some dietary restrictions where they don't cause harm to living things, you know.
Interesting. I didn't know that about them.
Yeah, I didn't really either, but they abide by it. And you'll see animal rights stuff in the rack there and stuff. So
the thing I wanted to bring up about that was you had bragged that you had gotten the owner to install a Edge wallet, a cryptocurrency wallet. And I wanted to point out that there have been people going to that restaurant asking about cryptocurrency in the past. So you finally were successful at doing this, but it was likely that your way was paved to some extent by other people asking her in the past, hey, do you take Bitcoin?
I was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, and that's because we have those straws, if you will, here in this area in Keene, New Hampshire, crypto mecca, as was labeled by Forbes magazine a couple years ago, where we have multiple businesses that accept cryptocurrency in town, and we've got a good core group. It's not a huge group. It's, a dozen or something people that are hardcore crypto people that are likely to ask that question when they go to a cash register and just say, hey, do you guys take Bitcoin? And eventually, if it's not the owner, him or herself, that's behind the register, then you hope that the word gets to the owner. But, what happened last year with the restaurant crackdown and the COVID, ridiculous rules and all these people quitting their jobs, there's a lot more owners working behind the register than ever before.
That's true.
So it's easier now than ever before to actually talk to the decision maker in these places. But having that community of cryptocurrency libertarians, let's call them crypto libertarians or whatever, having that community of crypto anarchist types in New Hampshire leads to having a real, economy for cryptocurrency.
It does.
Like a real-life economy. Not only can you go to local businesses and spend this stuff, but there's also a thing called Market Day that happens on a regular basis up here. And it happens, I think, on different days in different areas of the state. So there's one weekend where it'll be in Manchester, and then there's another weekend it'll be in the Keene area, and then another one in, probably Portsmouth or something, Concord, wherever else the other ones are, where Free Staters, Liberty people get together. They set up their wares, whatever it is they whatever they got. Like there's one farm, and
it doesn't even have to be the actual physical marketplace. It could be the market, a larger marketplace. Like, you know, I've done I like to wrench, so I've done car work for people. You know, I fixed James Cleveland's moving van there that he had for his business.
Yeah,
that needed a little bit of work. I came in a little bit of work on it. He paid me in I think Bitcoin Cash.
Nice.
You know, you can do it. So if you have skills and you are in the greater crypto community, it's not even a libertarian crypto community. It's just a crypto community now. It's people from all over the spectrum have crypto in New Hampshire now. And you can offer a supply, you know, supply a good or a service. You probably could get paid for it in crypto.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing more businesses of a variety of types taking cryptocurrency. So I just want to encourage, I know you mentioned off the air that you wanted to talk about the migration of
here. So
get up here, because there's nothing like this anywhere else.
Yeah, and you know, this year, since the raid, Ian wasn't allowed to do some of the things he loves to do, and he wasn't allowed to go to Pork Fest this year.
Yeah, that's
because,
right.
You know, the his state controllers who declare themselves his king now.
And the biggest Pork Fest ever.
Yeah, the biggest Pork Fest ever. They wouldn't let him go. So we rejected that by, we combated that by throwing a little Ian Fest right here at the house. And, you know, and probably, I don't know, 60 people, 66. We basically,
most of the people
that we invited showed up, and we probably didn't invite a lot of people that we should have. But it was quite a big little party.
Nice.
And one of the people that showed up, the husband's name is Leaf, and the wife's name, I think her name was Gail. I can't remember. I hope they're not listening.
That might be right.
But they just messaged me and said, hey, we left Cali on our way to New Hampshire with our RV.
Yes.
And the thing is, you know, we can talk to you about how great it is here and why you should live here. If you come here and you set foot here and you hang out with us for 10 minutes, you're going to be like, oh, I gotta go now. I gotta find ways. You're gonna start thinking of ways to, you know, cut the things that are anchoring you to wherever you are, because you gotta move. You gotta go. This is the place to be. And that's kind of what happened with these guys. And they came to Ian. They showed up at Ian Fest, and you know, I think I hijacked.
I didn't even know who they were. They just, you know, figured out how to get here.
They were in town. They wanted to see some free state stuff, and they showed up at Ian Fest.
Yeah, there's a few dozen of them.
And they were great. And she's
a nurse.
She's a nurse. Yeah, she's healthcare too. So,
and she was telling the same kind of stories that your girlfriend tells. Like, they have two. There are two opposite coasts, but they're having the same experiences.
Yep, they never
people,
met each other, didn't know each other, and they're telling the exact same
stories. With people
stories,
like so. That had the vaccine and are having side effects coming in.
Yep.
So,
we don't know how much longer people are going to be able to freely move around
right.
this piece of land. You guys, go now.
Yeah,
there
really
are no excuses. Get out.
You know, I feel so bad, too, I just saw, I think it was Free State NH on Twitter a couple days ago, responded to the New York Libertarian Party. They're having, like, some convention in a few weeks about finding freedom in an unfree state. And Free State NH said, here's how you find freedom in an unfree state. And they posted a picture of a U-Haul. Like, come on, guys. You're literally just a few hours to the west. Why would you stay in the least free place?
Rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
There's more coming up here in moments.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has voted to hold former President Trump's White House aide Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the January 6th committee.
On this vote, the yeas are 229. The nays are 202. The resolution is adopted.
The Justice Department has received a referral. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Department of Justice will do what it always does in such circumstances. It will apply the facts and the law and make a decision consistent with the principles of prosecution.
The FBI has identified human remains found at a Florida nature preserve as those of Brian Laundrie, who is a person of interest in the death of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. The backpack and a notebook, which were found near his remains, were discovered on Wednesday. He disappeared on September 14th, 2 weeks after he returned to his parents' home. This is USA Radio News. On Capitol Hill, it seems progress is being made as far as negotiations on a reconciliation bill. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has details on that story.
The White House saying President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people and that the legislation will help make the United States more competitive worldwide. As part of that budget reconciliation bill, President Biden is looking to hire more IRS agents to report annually on bank accounts with deposits and withdrawals more than $10,000. Louisiana Republican Congressman and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Americans do not want this.
That's not economic development. That's not infrastructure. That's a frightening big government socialist push that people don't want.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
By the way, I want to say thanks to a couple of our Free Talk Live amps. We got Ala Loca, who is a gold amp. Brana Hansen is a silver level supporter. And these are people who've joined the most recent reboot, if you will, of the AMP program, which is now called AMPS, Advertise, Market, Promote, Support, Free Talk Live. You can do that on our new Patreon, and you can access that by going to amps.freetalklive.com. If you're on the old system, your account, if it's a credit card or debit card, is probably going to be canceled soon because the debit card, credit card processor that we have decided that they didn't want to work with Free Talk Live. They wouldn't accept Bonnie as a co-signer on our account. And rather than keep trying to put people on the account, I was just like, you know what, screw it. We'll just launch a Patreon instead. So if you want to help us out there, you can do it for as little as $5 a month at amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to the Patreon page, and you can read more about the program and the cool perks that you'll get access to and the different levels that you can sign up for. So appreciate everybody who's supporting the new AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com.
What does AMPS do?
It's you know, the usual kind of donate to your favorite show kind of thing. So,
and then what happens to that? That we do something special with
some of the money is used to buy advertising for Free Talk Live, specifically to the radio industry. So we're in Talkers Magazine, which is a daily publication online that has information for program directors and general managers of talk radio stations and such. So that's the primary thing that is being done with it. We've also purchased advertising time on different podcasts. So like Sovereign Tech, we're a sponsor over on Brian Sovereign's tech podcast, and we were on Johnny Rocket's podcast for a while, and we've bought ads with Lou Rockwell in the past and a bunch of different.
It helps get the word out there.
Yeah, it's kind of advertised to the, so we're advertising to the talk radio world, and we're advertising to the Liberty world as well to make them more aware of us, because believe it or not, we're still, you know, relatively small as far as our footprint is concerned, even though we've been around for almost 20 years. So.
Free Talk Live also airs over satellite, too, to anywhere in the world.
We do. So yeah, this doesn't people, technically pay for that, but...
it does. Well, people in North Korea could listen to
Free Talk Live. No, not in North Korea. No.
What if there was somebody with, like, a clandestine radio, and they were just tapping into the signal from North Korea?
We don't have a satellite signal over North Korea. Unfortunately, that could be possible, but...
How much crypto do we need to make that happen?
Well, first of all, the satellite company won't accept crypto, unfortunately. I've asked them year after year after year. In fact, I even sent them I've sent them more than one email saying, you know, if you'd accepted the Bitcoin I offered you back in 2015 or whenever it was that I first, 2016 or something, I first offered it to them, and you'd held on to it, because, like, we're their smallest contract. Like, we've got such a low price on this satellite channel. I can't imagine anyone's got a cheaper price than we do, the satellite company. I mean, we're literally paying them just less than a grand a month for two satellite channels over two continents.
Yeah, basically. But don't they know Doge Moon?
I don't know what they know. I mean, I've told them, look, if you had taken the $30,000 worth of money that we've given you over time, you'd have like, $30 million or something like that right now if you just said yes.
It was a bad move, satellite company.
They keep saying no.
Should have listened up on that one.
They keep saying no. They're like, no, we want a wire transfer.
Okay. Derp, derp, derp.
Okay. Some people, you can lead the horse to water. And
there you go.
Peter Schiff will not drink it either, as we were discussing earlier.
Keep being poor. That's
so please,
fine.
Go to amps.freetalklive.com. Help us out there. Really appreciate it. You know, I do want to talk about this backlog since we teased the story earlier tonight.
I have not heard anything about this. I want to know what's going on.
You haven't heard about the supply chain
not
issues?
Not at all. Well, I've seen the supply chain. I mean,
what have you seen?
Walmart's got empty shelves.
Really?
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now?
I mean, look, there's like one can of spray paint at the head of every color, but there's nothing behind it, you know? Like,
wow.
You know, and stuff like that. I was in AutoZone yesterday over here in Keene, and like, you know, usually you have tons of, you know, oil and different engine treatments, and now there's like one bottle of each at the front of the shelf and nothing
that bad.
So I'm wondering, I mean, that there's definitely supply chain issues going on. Will you tell me, like, fill me in, start at the beginning and treat me like I'm five.
Well, we did talk about this in detail a couple weeks ago on one of the shows with me and Aria. We had a really interesting detailed story. It was Yahoo News, I think, that really kind of laid out what's going on, but basically, what happened was, you know, the quote-unquote pandemic struck, and then, of course, government shut everything down, and so a bunch of people went home because they weren't allowed to go to work, and they started buying things that they otherwise wouldn't have purchased, and so there ended up being, like, this large demand for products that otherwise wouldn't have happened necessarily in that time frame, and at the same time, people are quitting their jobs. So you don't have as many truck drivers, you don't have as many port workers, you don't have as many people to move these products around and get them to where they are supposed to go. In addition, entire factories were closed in places like China or Vietnam or wherever, where people, you know, a lot of the stuff that we buy is manufactured. Those things were closed in some cases for months. So as they're coming back online, now they've got a backlog of orders, and you've got this perfect storm of events. And so a ton of these products are getting loaded on ships, and these ships are coming into ports in the United States, and they can't be processed quickly enough. There's just not enough workers to move them. And even if there were enough workers at the ports to move these products, you know, like get the cargo containers off the cargo ships and put them into the port and load them in the trucks, there's not enough trucks to pick up the cargo containers. Apparently, there's 16 cargo containers at the Port of Los Angeles, which is the big one. There's 16 containers waiting for each truck that arrives.
Interesting. You know, I have to question this. I know capitalism to move faster and harder. When problems arise,
this isn't a free market.
People will run to solve the problems because there's a profit.
If there's a free market, But guess who runs the ports?
Well, the United States government.
If not the federal government, the locals.
By the locals. Yeah,
I mean, there's customs is there, too, customs, getting standing in the way and making
correct.
Things take longer.
There's a ton of red tape.
So, yeah, you've got different levels of government that are running the major arteries as far as getting products into the country.
And plus the whole overarching COVID baloney.
Yeah.
I was talking to you earlier off the air. I was talking about how there's such a thing as fifth-gen warfare.
Mm.
And maybe this is a talk for another show because we could really get into it with the various generations of warfare. But this entire COVID thing, if you are familiar with fifth-gen warfare theory, this is all day long fifth-gen warfare. So I'm wondering if this whole port backlog, I think this is just another part of that warfare strategy. We are literally
at... this is being done on purpose?
This is World War.
Mm-hmm.
This is genuinely World War, fifth-gen warfare. I don't think it is one country versus another country. I think cryptocurrency may have spawned it. I think governments early on saw the problem coming with that, realized they weren't going to be able to do anything about it, and now all of the countries are colluding with one another to create some type of control mechanism that they've never used before, and all they know how to do is fight and flail as they go down, and they can't do it openly. They can't just start attacking people and loading people onto cattle cars, so they're going to have to find something else to do. So they got to come up with this big psychological warfare situation that they can launch against people. They're turning groups of people against each other that were never against each other before.
But that's what government's always done. I mean, that's how it stays in power.
They have to an extent, but it was never the bread and butter of the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
With fifth-gen warfare, it is core to the struggle. They don't want shots going off. They don't want to have armies going up against each other. They don't have to have military maneuvers in a field or Air Force planes dropping bombs. This is literally just having society go at itself day in, day out, so everybody is super, super distracted, for one, and for two, they begin to become desperate because things like supply chains are down and things like that.
Yeah, and it's not getting better. They came out with a solution. So Joe Biden came in and he said he's going to solve this problem.
Oh, that's dumb.
And you know what their big solution was?
Oh, God, I have no idea, Tommy.
We should go 24/7. They weren't doing that before?
That's the dumbest thing ever.
603-283-6160. More coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about fifth generation warfare, which is a new term for me. I had heard about fourth generation. I didn't know there was a fifth, but honestly, I don't know what the difference is between these. So you're going to run through a
list.
Yeah,
let's go
here.
Through them, and we'll just see if any of this sounds familiar to you, the listener. We're just going to define. We're going to read right from the wiki. First generation warfare refers to ancient post-classical battles fought with mass manpower using phalanx, line and column tactics with uniformed soldiers governed by the state.
Okay. Rocks and sticks.
Basically spears, swords, and they're marching. Even right up into colonial American times of the Revolutionary War, they would march armies at each other.
Yep, stand in a field.
Yeah, stand in a field. And that's where, if you watch movies like The Patriot with Mel Gibson, it's where it all started to kind of fall apart. You had militias popping up, and they were, they were running flanks and getting around people. And you get into second generation warfare is the early modern tactics used after the invention of the rifled musket and breech-loading weapons and continued through the development of the machine gun and indirect fire. Mm. The term second generation warfare was created by U.S. military in 1989.
Third,
these are all military tacticians, though most of these people who are inventing these terms are attached to military somehow. Third generation warfare.
So World War One would have been a second generation.
Definitely, yeah. Warfare. Yep. Okay. Yep. That was when they started laying down heavy machine gun fire and stuff like that. Third generation warfare focuses on using late modern technology derived tactics of leveraging speed, stealth, and surprise to bypass the enemy's lines and collapse their forces from the rear. Essentially, this was the end of linear warfare on a tactical level, with units seeking not to simply meet each other face to face, but to outmaneuver each other to gain the greatest advantage. And this is where we really, I would say the proto versions of that were where people were getting around the British ranks, like average citizens in the United States, the early United States were getting around the British ranks, coming up from behind, coming out of the woods, sniping at them and stuff, and they weren't used to that kind of, that was dirty war to them, they didn't believe in, that wasn't fair and square fighting to Brits when they were thinking about it.
But yet that wasn't third generation.
It wasn't yet, it was kind of the beginnings of that stuff, though, so it was deep.
Third generation would be to use technology to achieve whatever kind of
I would say mechanized technology, tanks and planes.
Self-bomber.
Artillery and getting, bombers, perfect example. Mm-hmm. Fourth generation are presented, is characterized by postmodern return to decentralized forms of warfare, blurring the lines between war and politics, combatants and civilians, due to nation states' loss of their near monopoly on combat forces, returning to modes of conflict common in pre-modern times. So I think they're talking like how stuff goes sideways in Vietnam, stuff goes sideways, and, you know, they're killing civilians in Iraq left and right and throwing guns on their body to make it look like they were combatant, you know. Just it's a mess. It's a messy war. But fifth generation warfare is different. And I think this is probably really the most dangerous type of warfare so far, because it seems innocent and no, there aren't piles of bodies stacking up in the street. That doesn't mean that the effects of the war going on are any less.
So you're not talking about like the Proud Boys and Antifa shooting each other with paintballs and throwing urine on each other.
It could be part of that, because that's part of the division of the society right there. That's a symptom of the division of the society, and that's exactly one of the tactics that fifth generation warfare wagers would be looking to employ. So, by definition, fifth generation warfare is conducted primarily through non-kinetic military actions, such as social engineering, misinformation, cyber attacks, along with emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and fully autonomous systems. And I've talked on the show before about how I suspect that most of the accounts who are pro-vaccine, pro-mask, and pro-Joe Biden that you see on Facebook and so forth actually aren't real people. I think that's AI that's been programmed to respond. And that would be a fifth-generation warfare tactic. And that was described by Daniel Abbott as a war of information and perception.
The information war, as Alex Jones coined that term, I think, a while back, or at least he registered
Info
the
war,
website.
Yeah,
Info War. Interesting. So do you think this whole supply chain thing is part of this?
I don't think it has to happen. I think it just is being forced to happen. I think it's being fostered and encouraged to happen.
Free State, New Hampshire, the user watching us on Twitch tonight is chatting here. He said when we were discussing the supply chain holdups at the ports, he says tens of thousands of containers can't be moved from the port because California passed an emission standard which blocks any truck from more than 3 years old from even entering the state.
I read that the other day. Yeah, he's right. I read that the other day. It's
he says
true.
They're crashing the economy 24/7, 365. Running the port that
24/7. And that's what I'm talking about. That's on purpose. They know what that'll do, and they're doing it on purpose. That's fifth-gen warfare.
He says this 24/7 still won't bring trucks to the port. There's no more room for containers on the land at the port. So they're literally full.
That's
they cannot
nutty.
Move. And that is why the latest update here from The Guardian is the backlog of cargo ships, which was 60 2 weeks ago when Ari and I were talking about this, 60 cargo ships that can contain, I think it was like 20,000 of these cargo containers. So, like, you do the math, and this thing, there were like basically 500,000 to 1 million, because each ship's a little different size, so somewhere in that range, upwards of 1 million cargo containers, these 20-foot-long units that you see people, like, you know, buy the old ones and move into or whatever, those huge containers. A million of those things waiting out there, and this is 2 weeks ago.
And then the extreme left, which is clearly the people who are pushing this type of thing, get to say, look at the failures of
the
capitalism.
Market. Yeah.
Look at how free markets have failed
Except
us.
It's not free market. It's run by the government. The ports are owned and operated by governments and unions, okay, together. But now, as of Tuesday, according to The Guardian, there are now more than 100 ships waiting off of the coast of Los Angeles to in Long Beach to unload thousands of containers. It has seen dozens of ships idling in the waters outside of the ports for weeks. Guess what? You got to pay those guys on that ship.
Yep.
As they just sit there and wait.
And China is probably going to keep pumping stuff this way to make it look even worse, because China is communist and they want to look.
Eventually, there's not going
to. And now we're hearing people saying we need to start pay, not people, who knows, it could be just more bots, AI, saying we need to start paying our debts back to China. China holds our debt and they want to get. We need to pay them. We need to make good on
that.
We need
to walk away and leave the United States and declare independence as soon as possible and open up the New Hampshire port to freedom, essentially. Because, look, it's not just California. What ended up happening was a lot of these ships, they're like, well, we're not going to wait around here. We'll just go through the Panama Canal and go to the East Coast and go to Savannah or New York City or New Jersey. There's ports there. Guess what? There's a backlog there, too.
I'm sure.
Now, it's not as heavy as it is out on the West Coast, because, again, most of these ships are coming over from China, so, of course, they're going to go straight to Los Angeles. But if you're waiting and waiting and waiting for weeks out there and you can't even get into the port, of course you're going to go try a different port. But now there's a backup in Savannah, and there's a backup off of New York. And so this is a mess. This is a real mess.
And it's intentional.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's why one of the reasons we're talking about independence here in New Hampshire. And it was interesting. Today I was at, I'm not wearing the shirt I was wearing earlier today. I was wearing my It's Not You, It's Me shirt that I got from Top Lobster.
Such a great shirt.
Yeah. Cool libertarian artist. He made this shirt where it shows the United States. I've had it on the last couple nights, so if you watched us on the cam, you probably saw it. But it shows an image of the United States, an outline of the United States, and then New Hampshire is sort of highlighted in white. And it's popped out.
It's broken off.
Yeah, from the United States, and it's a larger sort of to the side of the map. And it says, it's not you, it's me. And then on the back it says, nhexit.us. And I'm standing there waiting at this barbecue place. We went out to lunch after the trials today that I had attended. And I'm standing there, and one of the guys looked like the manager, maybe owner of the barbecue place. He says, hey, I like your shirt. And I said, "Well, did you know that New Hampshire's got there might be a ballot measure next year to allow people to vote on this?" And he said he had heard something about that. So,
it's got support. This is not like the state of Jefferson in Northern California. You know, they got to deal with California. Yeah. they would love to break off in Northern California, but they got to deal with California. We're just New Hampshire. And there's a lot of people around here who support that kind of thing. And we don't have to break off from anybody but the rest of the United States. We don't have to break off from some behemoth. We don't have a New York City. Boston has no political control over us, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we could make this happen.
I think it can happen. Now, whether or not the state reps and the senators will actually vote it to where then the people will have it on the ballot to vote in 2022, that's ultimately the question. I think if it can make it to the ballot, it can win. I don't, you know, how likely it is to win, I don't know, but I think it's possible.
If you would like to live in a freedom country, then you ought to move on over to the state of New Hampshire
and get here before next year.
Here before next year. Run for office too. We could, if it fails next year, we'll try it again in a couple years
sure
after
will.
That. So get here and run for office.
Yeah, put down some roots. Start meeting people in the community. Get out there. Get active. Find something that you like to do. Find the group of people that you like to hang out with, because there's thousands of liberty-minded people here, so you can hang out with the ones that you like.
Yep.
It's not like in most places where it's like five dorks in a restaurant once a month complaining about the world.
Yeah, it's 30 dorks.
A whole lot of people here. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.